Okay, friends, today we are reading a story because we're in January, last bit of January, and we're starting a new year. And so this story is called A Wonderful Year. A Wonderful Year. And this story was written by a man named Nick Brule, and it's read today by Mommy and
King Peter.
I'm so pleased you're with me again today, King.
King Peter of Narnia.
Oh, of course. The greatest, the High King. Well, are you ready, sir? Are you ready? Okay. Part one, winter wear. Which means, when I say wear, I don't mean to ask like a direction. I'm saying it's something you would put on during the winter, what you would wear. Okay.
It's snowing, said the girl. It's snowing.
It's cold outside. You'd better wear your boots, said her mother.
You'd better wear your earmuffs, said her father.
You'd better wear your snow pants, said the dog.
They have a talking dog?
Why, Mama?
But.
Yes.
In Narnia.
That wouldn't be unusual.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like.
Well, animals talk in Narnia.
We've got.
All kinds of talking animals. Well, like, for example, the next page says,
you'd better wear your scarf,
said the cat.
A cat.
You'd better wear your gloves,
said Louise. Now, who is Louise?
A hippo.
A purple hippo.
Owie.
What?
You'd better wear your sweater, said the tree.
I didn't know trees could talk. I guess in Narnia they can, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe she lives in Narnia.
You'd better wear your hat, said the refrigerator.
Owie.
You'd better wear your coat, said the can of beans.
What?
Where's the can of beans?
Look at that.
My beans!
And then they all say, now go outside and have fun.
Thanks,
said the girl. And off she went. Whoa. What happened?
All the snow went away.
All the snow went away, and now look. What do you see?
Summer.
It looks like summer to me, or spring at least. Let's see. So she comes back inside, and what does she do?
She gets out of her gear.
Mm-hmm. And she says, so long. And all of her gear says,
see you next year.
Part two, spring splendor. And she opens the door and she says, behold. Behold means look and see. Behold. So if I were to give you something and I want you to see it for the very first time, I would say, behold. I would say it kind of majestically. Behold.
Owie.
It's kind of an old-fashioned-y word.
Owie.
And so she says,
behold a fairy princess, a princess, a princess. Behold a fairy princess, a fair maiden she. Behold a yellow daffodil, a daffodil, a daffodil. Behold a yellow daffodil, as pretty as can be. Behold a spotted butterfly, a butterfly, a butterfly. Behold a spotted butterfly that flies in front of me.
And then look at what else she sees.
Behold a handsome puppy dog, a puppy dog, a puppy dog. Behold a handsome puppy dog, a loyal dog is he.
And the dog now pipes in.
Behold a knight in armor, in armor, in armor. Behold a knight in armor, a warrior is he.
Oh, he's pretending to be a knight. And she's pretending to be a princess.
We are a happy duo, a duo, a duo. We are a happy duo, a jolly pair, are we?
Now, do you know what a duo is?
They go good together.
Uh-huh. A duo is two of something.
So, like, it, you could say a pair
or a duo, right? Duo is another way of saying two-o.
Like,
yeah, did you like that? That, like, I did that? No.
A duo of pages in a book.
Bingo. Two pages.
Or a duo of sandwiches.
I like it.
Or a duo of trees.
We'll go on adventures, adventures, adventures. We'll go on great adventures to see what we can see. Behold!
And what do they behold?
A cat.
Behold, a sleeping pussy cat, a pussy cat, a pussy cat. Behold, a sleeping pussy cat who snoops beneath the tree.
And they're singing and they're dancing and they're so happy. And the cat says two things to them.
Go. Go away.
Yep. And then it goes to sleep.
Well, I do not think the cat much enjoyed that. So here we go.
We are a merry trio, a trio, a trio. We are a merry trio. So happy are we.
Now, a trio, if a duo is two, how many do you think a trio is?
Three.
Bingo.
And four, and then five, and then six, and then seven, and then eight, and then nine, and then 1,000,000.
Wow, it goes all the way up. So now they've grabbed the poor kitty who did not want to play along.
We'll sail upon a pirate ship, a pirate ship, a pirate ship. We'll sail upon a pirate ship across the seven seas.
And the cat says, do I have to?
We'll swing around on jungle vines, jungle vines, jungle vines. We'll swing around on jungle vines like hairy chimpanzees.
Bye bye.
We'll fly into the Milky Way, the Milky Way, the Milky Way. We'll fly into the Milky Way and see the galaxy.
Or she could have said, we can swing on vines and pretend we're Tarzan.
Yes. She could have said that, but the cat is not interested. The cat says,
cut it out! Stop! Desist! End! Halt! Cease! Quit!
Those all mean the same thing. Stop. Desist. Stop. End. Stop. Halt. I do not think that the cat likes it. And the cat says,
I'm just a sleepy pussy cat. A pussy cat. A pussy cat. I'm just a sleepy pussy cat. Why won't you let me be?
And the little girl says,
well, because you're our friend.
And the dog says, we thought you might want to play.
We're really sorry.
Yeah, sorry, pal. Oh, that made the cat's heart change. And so he decided to play along with them, but also get what he wanted. And so he says,
behold a sleeping dragon, a dragon, a dragon. Behold a sleeping dragon with treasure at his feet.
And aha, so if he's a dragon, then the kids say,
shh, shh, we must be very quiet, so quiet, so quiet. We must be very quiet to steal the treasure that he keeps.
I would like to go on record for saying I am incredibly impressed by how quickly this little girl comes up with rhymes.
We took his magic rubies, his rubies, his rubies. We took his magic rubies, and now we have to flee.
And they're running away, aren't they? All right, so part three is summertime sidewalks.
Gosh, it sure is hot today,
said Louise.
I know,
said the girl, because in the summertime, it is
hot.
Yeah, it can be quite hot.
It feels so hot. I feel like I'm melting.
It's only...
What happened to her?
She melted into a big old puddle. Gadzooks, said Louise. Fortunately, I know just what to do.
So she slurps up the puddle and puts it into a cup. And hurry, 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 hurry. She takes it back home and puts it in the refrigerator, in the freezer. And then she says,
she'll cool down in the freezer. And now to watch a little TV while I wait.
You have to imagine, my friends, that my voice when I am doing the hippopotamus here is a big, heavy hippopotamus voice because she is a big, heavy, purple hippopotamus, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're in the kitchen. They're having snacks, and so we are too. Okay. It's the Can of Beans show starring a can of beans. She's watching TV.
Oh, my favorite.
What adventures await us today, Can of Beans?
Feeling kind of sleepy.
Well, mostly, I like to think, and I'll sit around on the shelf waiting for someone to buy me.
Yay! But 4 hours later,
and I'm packed in water.
Thank you, Can of Beans. Uh-oh. Do you see what's happened? She put the little girl in the freezer so that she could come back to being a normal freezer person, a normal person. And she sat down to watch a TV show about a can of beans, and it made her sleepy, and then she fell asleep. And now the hippopotamus is waking up.
Huh? Uh-oh. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
I wonder what she's going to find when she opens the freezer.
Oh, my goodness.
Gadzooks! Fortunately, I know just what to do.
What has happened? The little girl has become...
frozen.
An ice cube!
So she takes her back outside, puts her in the sunshine for a minute, and guess what?
She's back, guys.
Yeah.
Gosh, it sure is hot today,
said Louise.
Actually, I'm starting to feel a bit chilly,
said the girl. My goodness, I can only imagine why.
Now, part four is called Fall Foliage. Once there was a tree who asked the question,
what are you reading? A book of stories about a girl and all kinds of wonderful things she does throughout the year.
The girl replied.
Are there any trees in it?
Wondered the tree.
I like books about trees.
So do I.
Well, yes, said the girl. There's one tree in it.
Oh, good, said the tree. Is the tree the hero? I like books where the tree is the hero.
I wouldn't call him the hero,
said the girl.
But the tree is very brave.
Oh, I do like books where the tree is brave,
said the tree.
What happens?
Well, one day, all of the tree's leaves began to change color,
said the girl.
Oh, no,
exclaimed the tree.
They're not green anymore.
No, said the girl. At first, they turn a little red, and then orange, and then a little yellow, and then a little brown.
Oh, we've seen trees do that before, haven't we?
And then all at once the leaves began to fall from the tree, showering slowly down to the ground until there's only one leaf left.
That sounds awful,
said the tree.
At first, that's what the tree thinks,
said the girl.
But soon the tree realizes that losing its leaves is like placing a blanket on the ground so its roots can be warm and safe. And the tree knows that after a while it will grow new leaves. Leaves that will be just as big and as green and as lush as the ones it used to have.
Ooh, she's right. Did you know that trees, when they lose their leaves... When they fall, they grow them again brand new in spring? It's true. It's like getting a haircut. You know, we get our hair chopped off, but it grows right back.
What happens to the last leaf?
Asked the tree.
I don't know,
said the girl.
I haven't read that far yet.
I see,
said the tree.
May I give you something before you go?
What is it?
Asked the girl.
A bookmark,
said the tree.
Thank you,
said the girl. And what did the tree give to her?
The tree.
The last leaf, right?
Mm-hmm.
How sweet.
It's starting to get cold. You better go put on a sweater,
said the tree with a yawn, just before falling into a deep sleep.
Thanks,
said the girl, and off she went. This is so funny because guess what? That means she's going to go and put on her clothes again because it's going to be snowing.
Don't you think? And I think that is also the end.